This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What happens when the lottery runs out of money? That has happened in the state of Illinois, which is one of the states in the United States that's having the most financial crisis of all of the states. California's in kind of tough shape. Michigan is also, Detroit certainly, and Michigan as a whole having a tough time. And Illinois is another one of them. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian and Mark as normal, but actually James is joining us here for the final hour of the program. Hey, James.
Hello.
James Cleveland, you longtime listeners may know him as Robin Hood or the Mastermind, as
that's right.
He was called on the Colbert Report, which was filed, that's almost a year ago. I think it was December of last year when that came out.
Yep.
So, let me bring you up to speed. If you're just tuning in here, the state of Illinois is now refusing to pay out to any lotto winners over $600. They're telling lotto winners over $600, we'll pay you when we get around to it, when we get the money to pay you. It's an IOU. Here you go.
That's just incredible that it could, it's like the best casino in the world running the lottery. Well, like, how could it not have the money?
They have a near monopoly. They certainly have a monopoly over the territory of Illinois. And so the answer to how they don't have the money, though, is apparently because the lotto revenues go into the general fund. The money to pay out has to be dispersed by the state legislature. And right now there's like one of those budget impasses. And so therefore, until the budget thing gets worked out, no one can supposedly authorize money to be paid into the account that can then pay out to these lotto winners. So if you are winning more than $600 in Illinois, sorry, you can't cash in on that until they feel like paying you. Now, it started at $25,000. So back in July, prizes larger than $25,000 were being told, you get an IOU, we're not going to pay you. Now they've made that $600, so it's becoming even more of a clampdown.
It makes you wonder why anyone would play the lottery in Illinois if you can't win.
Fewer and fewer people are deciding to quit playing. In fact, let me continue.
Are deciding to quit playing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
More people. Thank you. More people are deciding to stop playing, or fewer people are playing. So here's the story from the Chicago Tribune. The attorney, Thomas Zimmerman, who's now suing on behalf of a couple of dozen lotto players who haven't gotten their winnings, he's saying the state is violating the lottery's law or the lotto law by using the money to pay the lottery's operating costs and ongoing administrative expenses. So the bureaucrats
of course.
They're coming to work. They're sitting around and writing IOUs to people, and they're getting paid, but they're not paying the winners. He says, is the lottery director not earning a paycheck? And all the employees who run the lotto, how are they getting paid? The lawsuit also named the lotto's acting director, B.R. Lane, the lottery's private management company, North Star Lottery Group. There's a private company managing it. That's interesting. And the Illinois Lottery Control Board. An Illinois lottery spokesman said he could not comment on pending legal action. Joe Joost, age 62, a truck driver from Chicago's Belmont Cragen neighborhood, said he's joining the lawsuit. He was in the pool of 25 Illinois lotto players who won $1 million in early September with $28,500 in winnings for him after taxes. But the what?
He's one of 25.
Oh, he's one of 25. Okay. I thought for a moment it was 25 people won $1 million each, but 25 have to split the money.
This is a nice vacation.
So, $28,500 was his take, supposedly, but the state has yet to release the prize. Juice said that he and his pool intend to keep playing the lotto, but they won't be buying another ticket in Illinois. They're going to cross state lines. He says, we have one gentleman who goes to Michigan about once a week. If he's going up to Michigan, we'll play in Michigan. We have another gentleman who goes to Indiana a lot. So they're pooling lotto purchases now. They found one of their buddies who's going into Michigan and saying, all right, yeah, pick up 10 tickets for me or, you know, 50 tickets or whatever.
It takes a lot for the folks from Illinois to step down to the doing business in Indiana, I'll tell you.
They,
you know, every state has their state that it's okay to make fun of. And, you know, wherever you are, you know which state this is. For instance, in Florida, it's Georgia. Unless you live in the Panhandle, in which case it's Alabama. But
James is from Georgia, by the way.
James is from Georgia.
I've never made fun of Georgia.
I haven't either. It's just that this is what's done.
Yeah, Georgia is Alabama, for sure.
Is that right? Have you, Ian, I've heard you make country accents all the time. Who are you thinking of when you make those country accents?
Southerners?
Because, I mean, we have an accent. The country accent that we use is often the Florida-Georgia accent.
Is that right?
There's very little difference between the Florida and Georgia
country. Is there a difference, though, between Alabama accent and Florida accent or whatever?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean,
okay.
You know,
I'd have to hear a comparison because I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Yeah, you probably find that on YouTube somewhere.
Jeff is in Illinois, and you're on Free Talk Live listening to WRMN in Elgin. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. A lot of people I used to work with, the lottery was their retirement plan, you know, so I don't know what they're going to do now. They're going to have to come up with some other plan. But the state is going to save a lot of people a lot of money, and I've said, you know, that our politicians are so corrupt, the only chance for them is really is to collapse and fail and go bankrupt, you know, because, I mean, we can't probably fight them, so they just have to collapse from their own internal corruption. And there's another thing. You guys had a guy that chalked the police sidewalk. There was this guy online. I was looking for it. He chalked a bank sidewalk, and they really went after him with, I don't know if they put him in jail or sued him or something.
Yeah, I think this was in Orlando.
Really?
And there was like a, I could be wrong, I think it was like a federal case.
And
like,
this was a public sidewalk in front of a bank?
That's right. I think it was like it was kind of like anti-capitalist messages. I think it was in front of Bank of America. And I think the ACLU ended up taking on the case, and they won it federally.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, good to know.
On YouTube, I'm looking, it says San Diego City Attorney's Office prosecutes case over anti-bank chalk messages on sidewalk.
Well, apparently they prosecuted and then ultimately lost at the federal level. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeff. I appreciate hearing from you. A worker at Red Roof Liquor and Lotto in Columbia, Illinois, near the Missouri state line, said about 80% of his clientele typically come from Missouri. With gas and cigarettes cheaper in Missouri, the Illinois Lottery used to be the biggest draw for patrons, but he said that's no longer the case. The worker, who did not want to be named, said, for the last 2 months, we've seen a decrease since September. People are saying the state won't pay them. Casimir Sozik, who works at Santori's Liquors in southern suburban Lansing, said, ever since lottery payments were delayed, customers keep talking about going to nearby Indiana to buy tickets. He said, I've had people say, I'm done with this, but I've seen them come back. More people are bringing it up. Tom Remsen of Rockford said he buys lotto tickets about four times a year when there's a big jackpot. He says he'll continue to play in Illinois despite the payment delay because it would still be worth it to win big, even if he has to wait for payment.
Yeah, I don't know everything there is to know about the lottery, but I would assume, I mean, there's no bigger chance of winning.
No, in fact, I think it's worse.
Fewer people there, right? There's less money to win, right?
Mm. Well, if the jackpot gets big, more people play.
Yes.
So your chances go down, I think.
Okay, so you think that the people getting out of playing the lotto increases people's chances of winning?
No, it wouldn't increase your chances at all.
Your ping pong balls come up, but they don't come up.
That's right.
And yeah, I guess that's a good point.
I just don't. But
it decreases the jackpot, which means fewer people will be playing.
Well, but if two people win the same, their ping pong numbers are the same, then they have to split a prize that otherwise
true.
They wouldn't.
Odds are very slim that will occur.
Yeah.
Yeah, my understanding, I guess, is if they don't win, it rolls over.
Yeah, that's true. And well, Ian, but I mean, odds are slim. But when you're talking about millions of people playing, then you know the odds don't have to be large.
Well, the other thing is they have different rules. So maybe if you get like 4 out of 6, there might be a payout.
Yeah, that's true.
And so then the more people that play, I can tell you from experience, this is always the case. Like, you know, there'd always be pools when the jackpot was huge. like everyone would throw in, you know.
It should be interesting to see, you know, how this ends up playing out. I imagine, I wonder what percentage of people are deciding to say, screw the Illinois lottery, we're not going to play anymore. We'll, you know, get our tickets somewhere else or just stop playing.
The ones that are near the border or, you know, cross it on a regular basis, I imagine are the ones that are doing that. If you're playing the lottery, probably going to want to cash in as quickly as you can, so you're not going to play the Illinois lottery.
But
if you don't go anywhere near the border, then you're like, oh, well, whatever.
This guy Tom Remsen says he hopes like heck that the payment would come if he wins, but he does wonder how Illinois officials would respond if the situation were reversed. He said, how would the state react if we told them we don't have the money to pay taxes? But when it becomes available, we'll give it to you.
It'd be a bad day for him.
Yeah, I hope people start doing that in Illinois. It'd be awesome. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveAtPurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the way about the drone documents. There's a new Snowden out there, and no one knows who this person is that has released to The Intercept, which is Glenn Greenwald's publication online. I didn't mention that earlier. Has released some damning documents regarding the U.S. government's drone strikes. We'll continue with that discussion. Also, you need to know about Magic. My Magic Mud 2.0.
Yeah, they've come out with a new hygienic bamboo applicator to easily dispense the mud under your tongue. Now, when they say it's mud, it becomes mud when it mixes with your saliva. It is
it's powder.
Yeah, it's black powder. I guess it's charcoalized coconut husks and some kind of clay that what it does is it really bonds very quickly to things. And
like stains in your teeth?
Yeah, stains. I had, I used it one time, removed most of the stains, coffee stains on my teeth. And with it, four applications, it had completely removed all the stains in sort of the, you know, the hard to reach places, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I used it every day for, I think it was 2 weeks. And then after that, I switched to once every 3 days. I think there are about 150 applications per container. So this stuff will last you a good long time. It's backed by, let's see, they've got dozens of dentists that are behind My Magic Mud. Many people will be concerned of its abrasiveness because it's a whitener and it removes, it's a stain remover, really. It'll make your teeth as white as they're supposed to be, not this freakish glow-in-the-dark stuff.
It's actually good for sensitive teeth, though, right?
It's awesome for sensitive teeth. And now you can get it at a 20% discount. And
what?
Before I tell you how to get it for a 20% discount, this is my endorsement for My Magic Mud. I will never live without My Magic Mud or some kind of thing that does this in the future. It's done a great job for me. My teeth don't feel clean without using it. My dentist, my hygienist, they've said that my mouth is cleaner. I'm now my mouth is now healthier than it's ever been before. That's my endorsement. My opinion is that some of the best, most important thing you can do for your health exists in oral hygiene. It can help prevent heart attacks and all kinds of different things. So, my endorsement is you should get My Magic Mud because it's been so awesome for me. As a matter of fact, we're doing these ads right now because I called them up and I said, hey, you want to trade some ads for some My Magic Mud?
Really?
Yes, that's why we're doing it right now. Because I want my mud, man. I had run out. I'm scraping the bottom of my container. I didn't have anything left. I'd given them all away to co-hosts and people I liked. So it was time to get some more. And now you can get a 20% discount just because they loved the fact that I was so excited. They gave us a coupon code. Go to MyMagicMud.com. Use coupon code FTL to get a 20% discount as a thank you for being a Free Talk Live listener.
You know, I think we're coming up on the holiday season here real fast, and you want to talk about a great gift?
It's a gift people won't give for themselves because it's just so odd, right?
Yeah.
Black tooth powder. But if they use it, they use it for every day for a week, they're never going to I doubt they'll stop because I didn't.
Right.
That was my experience.
Yeah, it's a shocker, and it's kind of one of those weird gifts, too, because, like, what? It's counterintuitive. Black powder is going to make my teeth cleaner? Well, yeah.
MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL.
Dirk is on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Dirk.
It's Derek. Hi.
Oh, sorry about that, Derek. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, since y'all talking about white teeth and all this other stuff, I really wanted to ask you a question about do anybody know what's going on with the Sam B-Boys case?
The what?
Whether Sam or the guy that got killed by Ray Tenson.
By who?
Ray Tenson?
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
I'm sorry. What is this incident? Where did it happen?
Did you see cop that killed the African American guy? He pulled him over.
There have been so many cops that have killed so many people. I mean, there have been 800 fatal police shootings, I believe, this year thus far in the United States. I'm sure many of them were black victims. So are you talking about the guy who was shot by the cop because he didn't get out of his car fast enough or whatever?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I did see that one, where the cop just blasted him because he was, like, reaching back in his car to grab his wallet. What about that case? Or were you asking us if we knew anything about it?
Have we heard anything else about it?
No, I have not.
It looks like they might have indicted the cop for that. Ray Tensing.
Thanks for checking that, James. I appreciate that. So there you go. Maybe there's an indictment against the cop. Odds are that won't go anywhere because even if they indict the cops, they frequently won't find them guilty of anything significant. I mean, the cops in San Francisco that shot one cop that shot a man in the back as he was handcuffed on the ground and being held down by other cops, that cop got 11 months in prison. So I wouldn't expect any miracles as far as the cops having to pay any kind of significant consequences for this. Thank you, Derek, for your call tonight. But if you want to follow those kind of stories, I would say copblock.org is the number one resource to pay attention to those issues.
Yeah, I remember reading about qualified immunity in Gwinnett County, Georgia, when I was starting a business there. And basically my reading of it was they could, like, be doing an inspection and, like, kill me, and they're going to just walk. Like, complete immunity. It was just ridiculous.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Like, they could burn the building down. They, you know, they could do whatever they wanted.
Qualified immunity is what law enforcement and some other government bureaucracies have that essentially holds them personally not liable for their actions. And when people are no longer liable for their actions, people act entirely differently.
You can join us. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you had wanted to comment on health care earlier in the show here tonight. We're literally talking about hour number one. So can you kind of briefly bring our listeners up to speed?
Yeah, a caller called in. Was it Frank? Was his
name? I don't know.
I can't remember exactly.
I don't keep a record.
Yeah, and it was he brought up the issue of health care that and there's lots of concerns around health care. I have lots of concerns around health care. Healthcare too. Prices are so incredibly high. You look around the world, industrialized nations, except for the United States, essentially provide some kind of relief to their citizens because you know for the cost of healthcare, whether they have single payer or whatever they've got something. And so it stands to reason. Well, prices are out of control. Big businesses like insurance companies and big pharma and these sorts of things are cashing in on our need for health care. And so we're going to use the government to regulate pricing in this area in whatever way we're going to do it. So we need that. Well, yes, but okay, I get why you need that. But what the problem is that we need to understand is the government's been involved in healthcare for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Back when there was a 90% tax bracket, one of the ways that businesses would attract, say, the talent that would make the sorts of paychecks that would get that would put them in this 90% tax bracket is they give them things like health insurance, dental, optical, these kind of insurance programs. That way they could get, you know, dollar for dollar, they'd be helping their employee, they'd be attracting an employee rather than dime for a dollar. You see, when you were paying, for every dollar you pay into an employee into the 90% tax bracket, you're only giving them a dime. So they would offer them perks, you know, the company car, insurance, and all these sorts of things. So they created an atmosphere where the government gave away the government caused businesses to give away insurance, making people serfs. I have a solution.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here on the live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, you're going to give us the solution to the healthcare problem.
It's the impossible solution to the healthcare problem, unfortunately. I think the best thing to do is to do whatever search engine you use and search the impossible healthcare solution, and you'll see a blog that's
by whom?
It's oftwominds.com is the name of the website. But what it has on it is it has actual pictures from hospitals from 1952. So here's the maternity rates. They have these like on mimeograph pieces of paper. Maternity rates, wards starting at $14.
Meaning like per night?
Yeah. Semi-private starting at $16. Deluxe private room, $23. So the difference between being in the ward with your, you know, baby or whatever, I assume they had up screens or that sort of thing, was $9.
Yeah, but Mark, that's not fair, right? Because money was worth more back then.
Sure,
right?
Money was worth a lot more. But it cost $10,000 to have a baby at a hospital these days. Are you telling me that you think that $23 was worth $10,000?
No.
No. Yes. I mean, maybe $230. They actually do the math.
I was just playing devil's advocate
in the blog, right? And medical, medical science has gotten better. There's no doubt about it. But how many areas do you see prices skyrocketing that the government isn't thoroughly involved in?
Right. Normally,
it's regulation.
Normally, if a product or service improves, and that's usually because of competition, the price tends to go down due to open market competition. But the healthcare industry is not an open marketplace. It's highly regulated.
Well, some people say the technology improving is the cause of the healthcare prices going up. Well, because these machines are more technical, they're more expensive.
They should get cheaper. I mean, as machines get developed and improved over time, they get smaller, they get more efficient, they get more power efficient, and they get new factors brought in. Like the computer industry is a perfect example of this. You can spend $1,000 on a computer today and have a much more powerful computer than $1,000 would have bought you 10 or 20 years ago.
Right, and it should what it should be doing is this equipment should be coming less costly over time. And you're not seeing things like that. You're seeing aspirin and saline solution going for hundreds of dollars. And what they're trying to mask is the cost of regulation and the cost of litigation. Now, litigation is people say, going after it's really, 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 really difficult for a doctor to protect themselves in the areas of prenatal, these OBGYNs. It's the insurance is what just drives them. And in many cases, this is all has to do with the legal system. If there were better systems for arbitrating disputes rather than the monopoly government system, which is essentially intended to, drag things out for a settlement. If a doctor is clearly in the right and a patient's just bringing a suit against them, the doctor's insurance company shouldn't be settling. It should not cost them so much to fight it that it's just easier to settle it. Does that make sense? We should have a quick arbitration. Wham. Oh, turns out, it looks like the doctor did a pretty good job here. And everybody makes mistakes. And that's one of the things about having a kid. Sorry about that.
Well,
it's a dangerous activity.
My understanding, too, of the pricing structure, I think is it Medicaid or Medicare? They establish all the prices because all the insurance companies will say, it's $500 Medicare plus X.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the government sets all the prices there. So there's all kinds of messed up things going on.
The government does set pricing as far as healthcare goes. So, ultimately, if you get the government out of healthcare, you're going to see a huge drop in costs.
That's why it's an impossible solution, right?
If you allow, I think it's impossible to get, it's easier to get out of the government than it is to get the government out of medical.
Secession now.
I'm for secession, but I don't think you even look at how complicated it can be. It's easier to look at state level.
It's not that
laws.
Complicated. It's not easy, but it's not. It's very simple to secede. You have the state legislature make a decision to put a constitutional amendment or something like that on the ballot, or they put forth a statute or whatever that says we declare that we're leaving the United States, and then hopefully people will vote for it. That's pretty simple.
You just like the chaos that's around that. It doesn't have
chaos. No, it will bring more peace if we can secede because we'll have not have the federal government destroying people's lives.
You want the conversation. You know people aren't going to secede because they have Social Security checks. The vast majority of people who vote are old. And
that's true.
The
old
people want their Social Security checks. They've paid in for decades to the federal government.
Right, they can move to Florida.
And when they leave, they don't want to move when you say to move.
They'll want to move after a secession gets passed in New Hampshire.
This is why I call it an impossible solution. Is it because everybody's got some cockamamie idea surrounding
it? So if you're on Social Security and you move to another country, I still think you get your check.
That's a question I was wondering too.
So the people in New Hampshire, if New Hampshire was its own country, shouldn't they keep getting the check?
I would say that the federal government is highly unlikely to pay out checks to anybody who lives in the geographic area of New Hampshire. And
just to punish them for seceding?
That would also cause the people who are, yes, Absolutely. You don't think there'd be some kind of punishment for your secession? The last time they shot the hell out of people, they killed hundreds of thousands of people over
Yeah,
it.
But they're not going to get away with that same violence, I don't think, this
Fine.
Time around.
They're just going to take your Social Security check.
Fine. I have no obligation to pay into it, and I'm not interested in collecting from it, so it's okay with me. And I would hope that those grandparents who are currently receiving the Social Security check would understand that not having the federal government around will be good for their children and their grandchildren. Hopefully they'll have some compassion for their own family members.
Yeah. I can tell you that the federal government doesn't have any business, according to the Constitution, writing this up. This is a state-level thing. The reason that the federal government...
Writing what up?
Writing up the Obamacare.
I don't understand what you're saying. It's already here. Obamacare is happening.
It's unconstitutional. Oh. The Supreme Court says that it isn't because it's a tax, but, you know.
Well, they decide what's unconstitutional.
I know.
Well,
I know.
That,
we
that
live
means
in a world.
It's here to stay.
Yeah. I just don't disagree. I say leave the United States.
Yeah. It's not here to stay, though. It's going to result likely in continuing buyouts of insurance companies because essentially it guarantees.
Well, it's designed to fail. And when it does fail, then the federal government becomes single payer.
And the reason, let me explain how that
destroys inventiveness.
Let me explain how it's designed to fail, though. So the idea is that it's going to mandate people buy insurance. Okay, well, that sounds like that would be a good thing for the insurance companies. And in the short term, it will be. The insurance companies charge more for the insurance, as they are doing, and they get mandatory business, so they get new clients. So that's good for them short term. But it also requires that they take on people with pre-existing conditions. And so when they take on people with pre-existing conditions, that means they're going to be paying out more than they paid out previously, and odds are good that they're going to, it's not going to work out for them. They're going to sell their businesses to the bigger insurance companies. Insurance companies are going to consolidate down to just a few players. There already aren't very many of them.
Unless they allow insurance companies to compete across state lines, which currently they cannot.
So fewer and fewer players in the insurance business means that they're going to sell, and so before you know it, you're going to have like one or two of them left, and ultimately, if the costs are too high of all these pre-existing conditions that they've got to cover, they're going to throw their hands up in the air and say, we can't do this anymore, and that's when the government can come in and subsume the entire industry and launch a single-payer health care, because then the government will be able to say, hey, look, these insurance companies just can't handle health care, so we're going to have to take it over.
Health care is just one of those areas where you can't make a profit.
But market failure. Market failure.
Yep, that's what they'll do after they've caused the market to fail.
Right.
They will call it a market failure, as they do all the time.
So that's my prediction.
Yeah, I was in Mexico, and a doctor visit, I think, was $5.
Incredible. I know Damo Freeman, who we actually had on the show earlier tonight, he went down to Tijuana to get his dental work done there because it's a fraction of the price and purportedly as good as the work in the United States.
A lot of people do go outside the United States for this kind of work. Many times they'll go to Southeast Asia. And there's actually a hospital in Oklahoma City that offers free market medical care, too.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, whether it's the medical care or your calls and thoughts. Also, we got more on drones coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, it is Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments, which are happening now. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And James.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can go online. Check out our brand new website. Last time we redesigned the site was back in 2010, so it's been half a decade. Time for a facelift, an upgrade, if you will. Go and check out freetalklive.com, one of the newest additions. We still have the user voting, so you can still vote and submit suggested topics for us to discuss on the air. That's still there over at freetalklive.com. But now you'll notice next to that there's a new tab, FTL News, which includes blog posts. Right now, Mark, you're blogging fairly actively for Free Talk Live. You're just kind of getting started. You've never really done blogging before.
Still figuring it out.
So, yeah, you get to watch Mark try to figure out how to blog over at freetalklive.com. Now, that is an attraction. So check that out. And, of course, the site's still free. It's still free. You can go and download as many shows as you want back to all the way to 2006, so nearly a decade's worth of programs right there hosted through our site. And, of course, all the interactivity. You can comment on shows and do all that stuff. It's totally free, so please go and enjoy it at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live, if you like the new website, please amp Free Talk Live. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Your amp dollars, $5 a month, that's all we ask for, $5 a month is put toward the show to invest into Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations around the country, to bring more internet listeners on board, to expand our satellite footprint, to bring new people to the ideas of liberty. So if these ideas are valuable to you, this is the best way, in my opinion, for you to put your charitable dollar to work. Become an amplifier. You can do it for more than $5 a month, too, if you feel so inclined. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can be a guinea pig on our new AMP system that we have designed. It's also a new part of the site. The entire site has been redone. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Scott is listening in South Carolina, in Charleston. Hey, Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome.
I don't have the internet. I'm very thankful to get you on Saturday and Sunday nights here for 3 hours.
Cool. Something you can do, by the way, if I appreciate your gratitude, but something you could do for us if you want is to contact the radio station there and talk to the program director and tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live. I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you.
Hold on 1 second. I'm putting my baseball bat by the door. I'm going over there in the morning. seriously, though, I really do enjoy the show. Great show last night. Couldn't get in at the end. You had a very nice lady from Washington State call in. You know, she had a little trouble in Canada.
The 70-year-old lady who was accosted and assaulted by a mounted police officer in Canada for a traffic snafu that the RCMP, who was off duty at the time, happened to be noticing because he was at some sort of restaurant or whatever. He saw it happen and then went over and proceeded to threaten her and ticketed her and then proceeded to arrest her or something like that. It was ridiculous.
Very compelling story, and it just does my heart good to know that there are very smart, intelligent 70-year-old ladies listening.
Thank you.
That's a compliment to you guys that you're reaching and holding an audience. Again, I missed the first hour last night. Have you guys touched on the New York City police in the last 2 days?
No. What's been going on there? What kind of abuses now?
Well, actually, I think it's good news. It was on the front page of the New York Post yesterday. Starting January 1st, the New York Post is going to allow, and Mark, you touched on this last night, officer discretion uncuffing people in the front. And I've believed in this for a long time, that, not cuffing people in the back. I have shoulder issues.
Yep.
And I've never been handcuffed, let alone handcuffed in the back.
It's never comfortable. I've been handcuffed a number of times for civil disobedience and other non-violent, peaceful acts. And it's never an easy thing, especially when you get into the car and then you're in these hard seats in a lot of these cases in these cop cars. In the back, you know, they got the hard seat in case someone pees or pukes.
Smaller and smaller, the cop cars. Ian, I've seen you on YouTube. You're kind of like an average to slim guy.
I'm real slim, actually. I'm super, pretty skinny.
I'm thinking the bigger you get, like I am, I'm not big, but, you know, those cuffs don't adjust, and,
they do adjust. The cuffs do adjust. They can adjust them for the size of your wrist. And arguably, you know, it's not going to be comfortable for anybody, but for a skinny guy, those cuffs are going to touch, you know, they're going to hit your bones in a lot of cases, and it's not particularly.
What I'm talking about is your shoulders. The chain is the same length. You know, depending on how wide your shoulders are.
Yeah, if you're a big man, it's going to be, there's more to get around.
I see what you're saying there. Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, if you go back, you see black and white photos of John Dillinger. He's got the handcuffs in the front. Al Capone, handcuffs in the front. My theory is everybody gets handcuffs in the back, gets manacles and shackles, whether you're 12-year-old or 80-year-old lady, just to prove that females can be just as effective police officers, court officers, bailiffs, correction officers as anyone else. That's why we see 80-year-old grandmothers, you know, hauling this metal around. And
you believe it has something to do with proving female officers?
Yes.
Capability?
Yes.
I don't see that.
Flesh that out.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I will. You know, years ago, to be a New York City policeman, you had to be 5'10 or 6 feet, and they changed it over time. Now you can be 4 feet 10 and a 100-pound female and be a New York City police officer. Now you get punched in the face, and they take your gun, and then you retire on disability. I mean, It's not a jobs program. And I, listen, I'm not pro police and all that, but, you know, come on.
It's not a persuasive argument, in my opinion.
I think the better argument would be you can. It's easier to manipulate things with your hands if they're in front of you. I saw a guy, he was walking with a cane, so
yeah.
Basically he had like one thing like attached to the front, and then he's walking with his cane, and he was able to somehow like he was the guy, he was showing me he removed his cuffs like in the back of the paddy wagon.
Sure.
And
sure.
It's easier to grab a cop's weapon if you're handcuffed in the front as well.
And we were all a disadvantage to him.
The 80-year-old women need to be manacled and shackled.
Saying that.
I agree with both of your points. I just don't necessarily agree that they were related.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
If I was going to hire a bouncer for my bar, or I hired a bodyguard for some event or something like that, I'm not going to likely, you're going to have to really convince me. The gal who wants to be a bodyguard or a bouncer is going to have to go farther to convince me that she's capable of doing the job than the big guy who's, well, in the case of a bodyguard, just able to put more meat between me and a bullet. In the case of a bouncer, is just going to look more persuasive
intense,
to a big drunk guy. That's just this is what the free market wants in the area of protection services, is it wants big males. Now, I see the point that he's making regarding police and females, women. I think that there's arguments on both sides of that, but that the...
I don't think it has anything to do with the handcuff policy.
I don't think it has much to do with
it. I think KPD... Keene Police, when they arrested me, so initially I had the hands behind the back, and then in the processing, I asked him if he could put him in the front, and he did do that.
Never hurts to ask.
Yeah.
You know, it never hurts. Apparently, they didn't have discretion before in New York, and now they have it, so that's good news. Or they're going to have it at the beginning of the year, so I guess that's a slightly positive development there.
They've got federal prisons. They've got state prisons where they don't have walls. They don't have fences. They have lines painted on the ground, and that means, look, you don't necessarily need a police officer, perhaps, has the understanding and discretion to know who needs handcuffs and who doesn't need them at all, right? Like, sometimes you can just say, all right, you're under arrest, please get in the car. And that person will get in the car fine. And to pass laws telling police officers what they need and don't need to do, I think is a real problem. I understand why departments may have rules for police officers, but, what are you going to do?
I'm going to put the link to the story from Wired.com about the drone leaks. We basically gave you the most important information, at least according to Wired, about these documents, and that is that they are showing from this new leaker that nobody knows who it is, new leaker revealing docs that shows the primary evidence that as many as 90% of U.S. drone killings in 1 5-month period were not the intended target, that a former British citizen was killed in a drone strike despite repeated opportunities to capture him instead, and also the details of the grisly process by which the American government chooses who will die. It sounds awful. There's a full documentation is linked to at the bottom of this story. The full papers that have been released are linked to at the bottom of the story here at the Wired story. So I'm going to put that on our Facebook and our Twitter. And keep following James and his news over at freekeen.com with the Robin Hood case and the case with the arrest that you mentioned. We'll need to follow up on that on the air one of these days, James.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare, a thinking person's historical fantasy novel, available now at your favorite booksellers, or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.